Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve Palazzolo, our guy, Pro Football Focus, joins us. Steve, you've looked at the Steelers' offense. Why do they play it so safe?
You got me laughing over here. Will they play it safe? Or will they go down the field? No, they won't. I don't know. I mean, look, remember last year when Big Ben, you know, it's his last year, and I'm like, I don't know if he can throw the ball down the field, but you at least have to try,
yep.
Especially with that group of receivers. I wanted to do it with Big Ben. Obviously, you got to do it with Trubisky. Trubisky doesn't lack arm strength, or his accuracy is scattershot, but you definitely have to take those chances. I mean, again, last year at this time, I'm saying just run play action. Just fake a handoff because the defense moves. Only 16% play action for the Steelers right now. Trubisky's 9 of 11 for 103 on those play action passes. You know, so 9.4 yards per attempt. That's more than double when he doesn't use play action. I know calling plays in the NFL is not as simple as, you know, the dorks with the spreadsheets might think it is, but calling a couple fake handoffs and taking some shot plays usually works out pretty well for the offense.
Steve, is the Browns secondary as bad as basically the tape tells us or what the game results tell us they are? Or when you guys are actually cutting up these all 22s, are you seeing better pass coverage than we would think?
No, I think what they're playing right now is poor. You know, the comeback that the Jets made and busted coverages. I mean, Denzel Ward is usually awesome, and he's playing, you know, he's grading in the 40s for us. Grant Delpit at safety, grading in the 40s for us. But those guys have, or Denzel Ward in particular, they have a much better track record of success. So I think as of right now, yeah, the Browns are playing poorly on the back end, but John Johnson's historically a good safety. Denzel Ward's one of the better corners in the league, historically. Martin Emerson's looking pretty good for a rookie corner, third rounder, and Greg Newsom, last year's first rounder, should be a little bit better. So I think the Browns are better than they're showing, but they're definitely not showing it right now so far through 2 weeks.
What about JOK? I think I saw a stat where he had given up 10 catches and 142 yards to running backs already through 2 weeks. Is he just coming along slower than they thought?
No, JOK, he's grading really well for us. He flies around the field. I think the coverage stats can sometimes be skewed, you know, depending on, you know, screen passes kind of get assigned to somebody, but it's not necessarily that person's fault. But JOK for us, when he's been healthy over the last 2 years, grading really well and played the run better than we expected coming out of Notre Dame, you know, for a guy that was basically like a walkout slot corner for them. So I think he's been really good even early this season, and just the dude flies around the field and makes plays.
Anecdotally, Steve, we're talking to Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus senior football analyst. It seems anecdotally like the Steelers' offensive line hasn't been that bad. We thought it was going to suck, like the worst offensive line in the league, Steve. And 2 games in, I'm like, they have managed to clear the very low bar that I set for it. Would you agree or disagree with that?
No, I would agree. I mean, even a simple thing like pressure rate, you know, Trubisky's under pressure only 28% of the time. That's not terrible. Pressure rate's not always the best indicator of the offensive line, but I think there's a few guys with pretty good pass blocking grades. Run blocking's not as good, but from a pass protection standpoint, which I think most people were mostly worried about, Okorafor four is looking great so far this year. You know, James Daniels been fine. I think they've been pretty good protecting the quarterback. And I thought last year they were protected by the quick passing game with Roethlisberger. Trubisky's does have a slew of quick hitting passes, but you know, he's holding the ball a little bit longer, and I think they're holding up better than I'd expect.
Do you think they can against Garrett? And no Clowney. Garrett and no Clowney, you know, Steve.
And Alex Wright's the rookie that's going to step in opposite Clowney. Pretty fun prospect in Alex Wright. He's got zero pressures this year. So I think what you can do there is give the extra attention to Myles Garrett. If Clowney is there, you know, if Clowney was playing tonight, you'd look at it and say, no, that's really tough to, you know, Clowney's going to eat, right? Or, you know, he's going to have one-on-ones or whatever it might be. I think they can chip and, you know, get creative with Garrett. And there's not a whole lot of other players on the Browns defensive line that they really have to fear. I think the Browns have one of the worst defensive tackle groups in the NFL. That doesn't mean Myles Garrett can't take over a game. You have to game plan for him, but I think you have the ability to put all your eggs in blocking Myles Garrett's basket in rather than someone else.
Steve, that Browns running attack, 200 yards per game, numbers lie there at all, or have they been as good as those numbers suggest?
No, they're good. They've been good for a few years. They've got one of the best guard duos in the league in Joel Bedonio and Wyatt Teller, especially when it comes to the run game. Jack Conklin should be back tonight, I believe. You know, he's one of the better run blocking right tackles in the NFL. Yep. So when, you know, that trio is excellent as far as the run game goes. And of course, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Chubb is as good as it gets as just a pure runner, you know, as far as making guys miss and creating big plays. So, yeah, the Browns running game has been good for a few years, and, yeah, they've carried it into the season for sure.
Steve, who do they, when you watch the tape, who do they try to stress on opposing defenses? Like, what does that running game try to do? There's zone blocking teams. There's just straight power teams. Who on the Steelers defense are they going to identify and really try to take advantage of running the football?
I think all zone teams really stress the linebackers a lot because they have to chase and run. They have to shed blocks in space. And then you always work the play action game off of that. That's why I've said many times on this show, the poor linebackers, man, they gotta play zone and space and read route concepts. They gotta take on blockers. They have to tackle Lamar Jackson in the open field. And linebackers have a tough job. So I think linebackers are always gonna be stressed against a zone heavy attack like that.
What do you make of the Steelers inside backers then? I know they've been rotating a lot. Robert Spillane's got a lot of burn. What do you make of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that a lot before the season. I think they've been a little bit better as far as, you know, Miles Jack playing well. He's had such a weird career where he's had bouts of just playing brilliant, other times not so much. So Miles Jack, I think, has been better so far in Pittsburgh. Devin Bush still playing a little bit below average. We have a below average grade on Robert Spillane as well. So I'd say just okay across the board as far as the linebackers go.
Steve, do we have a pretty even quarterback matchup in this game? Is Jacoby Brissett any good?
He's different. They're different. They're both different. I think Brissett takes care of the ball pretty well. He did throw the game-ending interception the other day. He was playing a really good game, by the way, the other day until he threw it away. Really defense threw it away. But Brissett is usually on the game manager-y type of end. A little bit safer, not going to make a lot of special throws, not going to turn the ball over a ton, will take probably too many sacks. Trubisky, I feel like, is a little bit more volatile, where if they tapped into that, right, he can make a few throws down the field, Trubisky. If you tap into that, he can make some plays for you. He can make some plays with his legs. So I think if you were tiering quarterbacks and just saying who are the best ones, you know, the top 32, they're probably in the same tier near the bottom of the NFL. As far as Brissett and Trubisky go, but they get there in different ways. So I think Brissett's a more of a game manager, and Trubisky's a little bit more volatile and maybe could add value, but also, you know, delete value pretty quickly.
Who does the brightest mind at Pro Football Focus, Steve Palazzolo, who does he think will win this game tonight?
I'll pick the Steelers.
Let's go.
I know my audience.
Let's go, Steve.
Oh, wait a minute. That sounds like if this was happening in the 216 that you would say something different here. We want the authentic answer.
He doesn't go on in the 216 where they play chicken fried to get the crowd going late in games. Did you know that?
Fact check me on that. I think the Browns are demoralized. They are demoralized. They're coming out of that game. I heard the great Joe Thomas was on our podcast this week. He said he was there, and all the Browns fans were like, great game. You know, they were celebrating the game. They had a great game. We played a clean game. Jacoby didn't turn it over as this was happening. Like, as they were blowing the game, everybody was celebrating. There was montages about the last time the Browns were 2-0 back in 93. I don't think they can recover in 4 days. Steelers win this tonight.
Let's go. Steve Palazzolo, PFF. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.